Hi, my name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. We are producing a series of podcasts to let people know about some of the wonderful products and services for caregivers. And today I'm pleased to introduce to you Caroline Tapp McDougall, and she is the editor and publisher of a magazine called Caregiver Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's begin. Can you tell us a bit about Caregiver Solutions?
Yes, Caregiver Solutions is now 18 years old, and we've been publishing the magazine for family caregivers for the last long period of time. It's designed to provide support and ideas and information for individuals who are going through their caregiving journey.
Could you tell us about some of the examples of the articles in your magazine?
Yes, I mean, for instance, I'm looking at our current edition, and there's an article that's called 11 Survival Tips for Caregivers. It recognizes the fact that caregiving can be stressful and demanding, and it looks at some of the simple tips that you can implement on a daily basis to try to make your life a little bit easier. For instance, you know, setting aside some time for yourself, finding out where you can get the right information and the right support within your community. And then there's some lighter ideas like looking for humor in some of the situations that you find, looking at, you know, happy memories, those sorts of things. And then, you know, I move on through the magazine, and there are ideas on how to prevent hospitalization. You know, some tips again for following doctor's orders and looking at symptoms, reducing the risk of falls and accidents. So we try to look at a diverse group of caregivers. We try to look at ideas that are things that would apply in general to caregivers, and then we try to look at some specific situations in each issue that would help somebody who's dealing with, say, a person who's living with the results of a stroke, or somebody who's living with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. So, again, general information and then some fairly specific information.
And I gather that the people who write from you come from a very diverse group of disciplines.
That's right. I mean, some people are family caregivers who've just got very good experience, but most people are health professionals, occupational therapists, physiotherapists, nurses. We have a physician, Dr. Gordon, who's with Baycrest, who writes for us in every issue. We have the WeCare nurses who are our experts, and they answer questions. So, individuals who run their own business, or someone like yourself who, is the head of a charitable organization and has got a lot of knowledge and experience. So always credible people that were comfortable with their advice, and, you know, recognizing that, again, it's all edited and all. We make very sure that it has medical edit and we're comfortable with the advice people are giving.
And, you know, I've read some of the articles, and I've read even articles that you have from lawyers giving advice. That's very interesting.
It is. But again, there's a lot of people think about caregiving and they think about just the medical side of things. But there's so much more to it, because we have to think about the legal ramifications, things like power of attorney. A lot of people have not explored that area because it's all new to them. So we look at power of attorney. We look at some of the legal issues around owning property. We look at financial issues. We look at even things like managing the house. I mean, when somebody is ill or requiring care and support, they're living alone at home. All of a sudden, we have to worry about who's looking after the house. You know, what's happening with the furnace? What's happening with the, you know, the drain pipes? Who's clearing the snow? So it's really, we try to look at sort of that whole lifestyle that often changes for people once they become caregivers. And sometimes it's the adult son or daughter that's doing this. Sometimes it's a spouse. Sometimes somebody's a long-distance caregiver, and they're trying to manage this, say, from Vancouver, and, you know, the parent is living in Orangeville. You know, everyone's circumstances are different, but there's some pretty fundamental things that need to happen.
It sounds like an absolutely wonderful resource for people. How often is it published?
It's published on a quarterly basis, and it's distributed. We have a number of partners where it can be given to people free of charge, and some people prefer to get their own copy, so you can actually subscribe to Caregiver Solutions through our website. And, you know, that's available also through Canada Cares. It's available free of charge online. So you can actually go and look at a digital edition free of charge as well. So different partners make it available in different ways. But we've never turned anyone down who's asked us for a copy. So if people can't afford their own subscription, we're happy to, to make it available for them.
And, you know, I like it because it's a Canadian magazine. It speaks to the needs of Canadian caregivers. So that's wonderful.
It is, and we work hard at that because our experts are Canadian, and we try to use Canadian examples and also, of course, look at the Canadian medical system. Sometimes there's changes from province to province, and we try to highlight that. But in general, yes, we really are Canadian. And sometimes that's a challenge being a Canadian magazine publisher, but it's working well for us so far.
Well, congratulations. Could you share your website, please?
Yes, it's caregiversolutions.ca, and we also have a Facebook page and, other ways that you can reach us as well through our other publications. But it's best to go to caregiversolutions.ca or canadacares.org to get your complimentary copy.
Well, that's wonderful, and I thank you for joining us on our series to educate Canadians about some of the wonderful products, and today the product is your magazine called Caregiver Solutions.